It's 8:04 a.m. This is Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News. U.S. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana has asked the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to investigate Louisiana's Medicaid program after he severely criticized the state's health agency and its leader, Dr. Rebecca Gee, earlier this week. According to the Monroe News Star, the Republican senator wrote a letter to the Federal Medicaid Administrator requesting the agency to investigate whether or not the Louisiana Department of Health has violated federal Medicaid regulations. His action was prompted after the state's Department of Health revealed as many as 37,000 Louisiana Medicaid recipients may be ineligible because their income exceeds the limit for coverage. According to Kennedy, the cost of the insurance for those who might not be eligible could be as high as $200 million. Last month, Louisiana's health department sent letters to those 37,000 Medicaid recipients, notifying them that they have 1 month to prove their eligibility to continue receiving the insurance coverage. Most of the 37,000 people in question are part of the Medicaid expansion Governor John Bel Edwards ushered in as one of his first orders of business in 2016. The expansion insured about 500,000 more Louisianians and slashed the state's uninsured rate in half. It appears a new manufacturing and distribution facility is coming to Shreveport. That's according to a press release from Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards yesterday, announcing that a company, Super ATV from Madison, Indiana, is investing more than $4 million in a project that will create 75 new jobs producing aftermarket parts for all-terrain vehicles. This will be the company's first expansion beyond its Indiana corporate headquarters, which has grown into a 500,000 square foot site. The new jobs at the Shreveport operation are expected to pay an average of $40,000 annually plus benefits. A group of Texas lawmakers earlier this week explained how the state can ease the backlog of rape kit testing and potentially prevent future delays. Dallas Representative Victoria Niave named the new legislation the Lavinia Masters Act for a Dallas-area sexual assault survivor who was sexually assaulted at age 13 and had to wait 21 years before her rape kit was tested. And because it sat on the shelf untested, her rape case ran out the statute of limitations.
My perpetrator, he violated others. When they finally found out who he was known as a serial rapist, all because my evidence sat on the shelf.
As a freshman legislator during the 2017 session, Representative Niave introduced a bill to allow people to donate a dollar or more toward fighting the rape kit backlog when they applied for or renewed their driver's license. The bill passed with bipartisan support and raised more than $500,000 to help address an estimated backlog of 15,000 untested rape kits. The bill also created a tracking system so survivors could check the progress of their case's evidence. But Niave says her new bill goes even further.
It does several things. One, it conducts an audit of untested rape kits in Texas. We also have timelines for the submission of testing and analysis for all of the newly collected kits.
Texas legislators can vote on the bill as early as next week. A quick look at the weather. Patchy fog and drizzle this morning. It'll be a mostly cloudy day. Temperatures will reach the low 50s. This is Red River Radio.